98.7 FM. I'm your host, Robert Kerwin, and we're coming to you this afternoon from the campus of Laurentian University at Sudbury. Today we have an open show, so we're taking questions from our listeners. First question that came in this afternoon did come in on the internet, and it's a question from a young lady who happens to be attending Laurentian University. She's starting classes on Wednesday, as well as the rest of the students here. We also know that the elementary and secondary school students in the Sudbury area will be starting their first day of school in 2011 on Wednesday. This girl, who we'll simply call Jane, that's not her real name, but we'll call her Jane, says that she's confused. According to her, it seems as if the higher she goes with her education, the more difficult it is to understand the teachers. Jane pointed out that her high school teachers were extremely knowledgeable about their subject matter, but they had trouble getting the message across to the students. And now that she's in university, she's finding it even more difficult to find what she calls good teachers, people who can explain the concepts to the students. And Jane was wondering, you know, why this is the case. Well, Jane, I think the best way to explain it is by telling you about a story, some information I got a number of years ago called The Curse of Knowledge. And I can relate to The Curse of Knowledge because I taught for 28 years as a classroom teacher at the elementary level, and I was always puzzled myself at the difficulty I had when it came to teaching my students mathematics. It wasn't as if I didn't know anything about math. I graduated with a degree in math and economics from Laurentian, and I've always loved working on math problems and theories. So as a result, when I became a teacher, I thought it would be relatively easy to be a good math teacher. It wasn't. As a matter of fact, I often became extremely frustrated when my pupils failed to grasp the simplest concepts, no matter how hard I tried to explain. On the other hand, I wasn't much of a reader or a writer while I was growing up. As a result, my writing has always been pretty basic and unsophisticated. I get my message across in a way that people understand, but for an academic English professor to look at some of my writing, they would be appalled and would pick up all kinds of errors and grammatical mistakes in the writing. My readers love it because I can write at a level that they understand. So, despite my lack of expertise in English language usage, I found that I never experienced any difficulty or anxiety when it came to teaching my students how to write. Former students often comment on how patient and encouraging I was, and how I provided them with all the love of writing that has remained with them years after they left my classroom. So they still talk about this, the amount of writing that we did, and how they enjoyed writing, and how I made it easy for them to put their thoughts on paper. I often became frustrated when teaching math, but I do not ever recall having that feeling while teaching writing. The reason for this strange phenomenon became crystal clear to me when I read about The Curse of Knowledge. So in order to help you understand what The Curse of Knowledge is all about, let me explain how in 1990, a lady by the name of Elizabeth Newton earned a PhD in psychology at Stanford University by studying a simple game in which she assigned people to one of two roles. Now, she got a PhD for this. At least part of her PhD was through this. But she took a group of people and she assigned them to one of two roles. They were either tappers or listeners. They were tappers or listeners. Tappers received a list of 25 well-known songs. You know, songs like Happy Birthday to You, The Star-Spangled Banner, and things like that. Each tapper was asked to pick a song and tap out the rhythm to a listener by knocking on a table. Just simply knocking on the table, the rhythm in their head, and the listener's job was to guess the song based on the rhythm being tapped. The listener's job in this game is quite difficult. Over the course of Newton's experiment, 120 songs were tapped out. Listeners guessed only 2.5% of the songs. That's right. They could only identify 3 of the songs out of a total of 120. But what Newton discovered next is truly remarkable. It made me think of my own involvement in teaching. Before the listeners guessed the name of the song, Newton asked the tappers to predict the odds that the listeners would guess correctly. Tappers predicted that the odds would be 50%. So the tappers tapping the song, they're guessing that the odds of their listener getting the right answer would be 50%. But the actual percentage was 2.5. Tappers actually got their message across one time in 40. But they thought they were getting their message across one time in 2. Newton explained that when a tapper taps, she's hearing the song in her head. So try it yourself. Think about a familiar song and tap it out with your finger. You'll find that it is impossible to avoid hearing the tune in your head. Meanwhile, as Newton discovered during her experiment, the listeners are not hearing the same thing. They're not hearing the same thing at all. All they can hear is a bunch of disconnected taps, very much like a strange Morse code. In the experiment, Newton noticed that the tappers were flabbergasted at how hard the listeners seemed to be working to pick up the tune. The tappers were thinking, isn't the song obvious? The tappers looked disgusted when the listener guessed Happy Birthday for the Star Spangled Banner. Newton pointed out that it is actually quite hard to be a tapper. The biggest problem is the tappers have been given knowledge, in this case the song title, that makes it impossible for them to imagine what it's like to lack that knowledge. When they are tapping, they can't imagine what it's like for the listeners to hear isolated taps rather than a song. This is called the curse of knowledge. This curse of knowledge has been with me during my entire career when it came to teaching mathematics to students. According to Newton, once we know something, we find it hard to imagine what it was like not to know it. Our knowledge has cursed us, and it becomes difficult for us to share our knowledge with others because we can't readily recreate our listener's state of mind. That is such a profound statement that Newton made. I'm going to repeat it. Once we know something, we find it hard to imagine what it was like not to know it. Our knowledge has cursed us, and it becomes difficult for us to share our knowledge with others because we can't readily recreate our listener's state of mind. So when it came to teaching mathematics, I had so much more knowledge than my students that it was extremely difficult for me to remember what it was like when I was first learning the concepts myself. But when it came to teaching writing, my lack of knowledge allowed me to better appreciate where my students were coming from. I was closer to their state of mind. It enabled me to teach them in a way that they could better understand, and I showed more appreciation for their struggles. I had an easier time identifying where they were coming from. The same thing applies to coaching. It helps to explain why so many of our star players in hockey, or any other sport for that matter, make such poor coaches. The best coaches are usually people who were fairly skilled players, but they were not considered superstars. For example, Tiger Woods might never be a very good golf coach or instructor because it would be harder for him to imagine what it would be like not to be a good golfer. And so, for the hundreds of professors, assistant professors, and instructors at Laurentian University, as well as the students like Jane enrolled in one of the education programs, the next time you find yourself feeling frustrated because your students are just not picking up what it is that you are presenting, remember that just because you can hear the song in your head, your listener is not likely hearing the same tune. You will have to transform your ideas into some form that your listeners can understand and appreciate in order for them to learn. If you don't, you will continue to be a victim of the curse of knowledge. This is a very important concept for anyone to remember when they're working with young people, or when they're working with anyone where they're trying to teach them something. The more of an expert you are in a particular field, the more difficult it's going to be for you to recreate in your mind and for you to understand the state of mind of your students. So you have to be aware of that. Now for students like Jane, who are trying to hear the sound, they're trying to hear the tune that the tappers, in this case the professors, are trying to get across to them. Hopefully it'll be easier for you to understand why it's so difficult for you to understand the tune. But I think the best advice I can give to any student who is not hearing the same tune that the professors are sending out, not hearing the same message, is ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions. As a student, there's no point in you going through your program, going through your course, not understanding the concepts that the teacher is trying to get across. And if the teacher is not getting it across, ask the questions and ask the teacher to give you a different approach. A different approach might help. Simplifying things might help. Finding examples might help. But the worst thing you can do is just don't let the professor, don't let your teacher think that you're getting the message. And then later on find out when it comes to exam time that you didn't get the message at all. Very difficult to be a listener, especially when the people who are teaching you are overly skilled and overly knowledgeable about the area in which they are trying to teach. So hopefully that answers your question, Jane. Hopefully it explains to you why you may find that as you get higher and higher up in the education, especially when you get into university, where your professors are very knowledgeable about their subject areas, it becomes harder for you to understand what it is they're trying to get across. This curse of knowledge is real. Some of your best teachers will be your elementary school teachers, not because they lack knowledge in their particular fields, but because they have to become generalists. So in other words, most teachers at the elementary level have to be able to teach all subject areas, and there's nobody that's an expert in all subject areas. And so teachers become very cognizant